The definition of active patriotism continues on the top of page 120, which is why it's highlighted here. We highlighted this next bit to show that the authors are shifting from conceptual framing to empirical analysis of students' attitudes. We also underlined specifics about data collection because it will likely be relevant to our analyzing and evaluating the arguments the authors make on the basis of the survey data. Our highlights on the rest of this page continue to outline the author's main claims. This both helps us keep track of the argument and helps us draw connections with the framing questions. We know that we can reread the text surrounding each claim to find the supporting evidence, so we don't underline most of the rest of these paragraphs. We do, however, add brief marginal comments about and underline two particularly striking pieces of evidence. We put a sticky note here because this is where the authors are starting to evaluate the evidence. As readers, we agree with the authors that the evidence given supports their conclusion. So, then we began thinking about both the causes and the implications of these findings. We asked ourselves if this evidence shows we can teach a more critical attitude in schools, or alternatively, that we're doing a good job getting students to the levels where they need to be. As we read, we are tracking our own thinking with respect to the framing questions and evaluating the evidence on our own terms. We are also doing this in the marginal comments we have written on this page. We will stop modeling our approach to marking up the exemplar text analytically here. We hope it was helpful to see one way to approach this task, even if you already have or are in the process of developing your own system of marking the text in a way that works best for you. Remember that we have modeled only part of the analytic reading process here. If we had continued to the end of the text, we would next have written up a summary of Kahn and Middle's argument. We would also have noted how their article addresses or helps to answer the framing question. And we might have jotted down notes about especially striking claims or salient pieces of evidence.